Football Business Awards has been running for 6 years now, and the purpose of the awards is to celebrate good commercial and business practice in football. And we broadly divide the awards into two categories. There are those awards which recognise how the clubs perform, best marketing campaign, best corporate hospitality, best non-match day use of the venue and so on. And the other half of the awards reflect those businesses in and around football, so best business serving football, best technology for football, best professional service for football. And the reason we created the awards in that context is because we believe that football clubs are frequently at the heart of their communities, and therefore it's vital that they are well run, that they're commercially governed in the right way, because that protects their legacy for the communities that they're in. They're part of the fabric of the towns and cities they occupy.
Now, the 2017 awards, of course, were held at the beginning of November. Tell us a bit about the night, Simon. What was it like?
Well, it's a really fun night. It's a black tie evening. It's in London. You've got people who are behind the scenes at clubs of every level throughout the UK who have got their glad rags on, and they've come down for what is essentially the Oscars of football business. The room's by no means star-studded, because this is about the people who are off-pitch, but there are faces you know, and all the people recognise one another from when their clubs are playing one another, and it's just a hugely celebratory atmosphere where we shine the spotlight on those people who make the on-pitch activity possible. So it's bright, bubbly, lively. The crowd's occasionally partisan, but it's good humoured and lots of fun.
And I know that on the night someone got special recognition as a global ambassador who, in your eyes, has really promoted football in a great way over a long period of time.
Yeah, that's correct. So we gave the Global Football Ambassador Award to John Motson in this his 50th year as a commentator. And it was a spine-tingling moment when the room rises to give him a standing ovation to receive that award, which is really in recognition for someone whose voice has been our companion. He's been our eyes and ears as we've sat on the sofa and watched, as it turns out, 2,000 games with that astonishing John Gentleman as our companion.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Now, as you've just touched on briefly when we began chatting, obviously the game is represented at all levels. There were lots of different awards up for grabs, and you're really celebrating the achievements of partnership working, different ways in which everyone involved in football can come together and make their game better for everyone who's got a stake in the game. Just looking at the event at the beginning of November, but also touching on previous years as well, do you think there are some common themes that run through what makes a successful partnership or what makes something successful?
What a great question. Yes, there are. So the first is where the club acknowledges its wider role in its community. And the second is where the people who work for the club are able to do the difficult thing, and this will sound odd to fans, but the difficult thing of remembering what it is to think and behave like a fan. And those really successful campaigns, the people that consistently win, are the people who pull off that trick.
Now, obviously, concerns are raised about the increasing commercialisation of football, the fact that the Premier League, that sits at the top of the pyramid, has got big financial clout. But I think what the Football Business Awards demonstrate is that clubs at every level, right from the Premiership right through to the, you know, grassroots clubs, can all actually play a part in their communities and actually have a positive relationship with fans if they actually take a bit of time just to understand what that relationship's about.
I think that's absolutely right. And interestingly enough, I would argue that possibly the most competitive categories over the 6 years of the awards have been those around best community scheme and best corporate social responsibility. And if you look at the best community scheme for a club, Brighton and Hove Albion have won that 3 years on the trot. Now, there's a reason for that in such a competitive category. It's because they really, really, I mean, the work is exceptional. And I do urge sometimes, one of the challenges is supporters are very fixated on the result on the pitch. And I know I am for my club. And actually, so sometimes it makes it a little harder to take a step back and say, wow, look at what my club does at a community level. And I could mention countless examples, whether that's Brighton and Hove Albion, who won an award, or Burnley, who won an award, or Everton, whose work is exceptional, and yet they're up against such stiff competition in this sense of serving the community that they didn't take home a prize last night.
And finally, Simon, as we know, football is a national game. It plays a major part in all our lives. What do you think, just looking ahead to the next 12 months, what are some of the challenges and what are some of the opportunities for clubs and organisations working in football? If you had to throw down the gauntlet and give them a challenge or something that they could aspire to be, what would it be?
Well, I'll pick that story based on a winner that you wouldn't necessarily have expected. And that was the winner in the Best Sponsorship Initiative. And this is a category that was contested, included the likes of Barcelona and Manchester City in it. And it was won by Avon, yes, that's correct, Avon Cosmetics and Liverpool Ladies. And that partnership, the way it activates, and the way in which it encourages women and girls to get involved in sport, every level, is powerful, compelling, and addresses something that in the current climate we all need to think about, and that's how we make our sport more diverse, more equitable for everybody who wants to participate.
Well, it sounds like the event at the beginning of November was a tremendous success. It's always good to celebrate sporting and commercial success. If anyone wants to find out more about the Football Business Awards, where can they go?
www.footballbusinessawards.com.